Ron Ron's on the line from sportsoverload.com calling on the Rumble Revolution hotline.
Going on, fellas?
Tonight? Ron. It's on. The NBA draft. And on the eve of NBA draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers realized, I think intelligently, that other than Blake Griffin, pretty marginal draft. Let's do something else. Good move, bad move, and will it be a difference maker?
Well, I think it's long-term, it's a bad move. I don't think it helps them at all keep LeBron in Cleveland because after next season, Shaq will be 38. Mm-hmm. So I don't think LeBron, I mean, people around him, I don't think he's going to make a decision that will impact the next 10, 15 years of his career over one or two seasons with Shaq where they might win the championship. Because keep in mind, Shaq was on the Suns last year with Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire, Grant Hill, Jason Richardson, and they didn't even make the playoffs. So adding Shaq, you know, this isn't the Shaq of old. This doesn't mean that they're all of a sudden now, you know, going to win a title. You still got Boston with if KG gets healthy and Orlando making a push. You know, toughen up just to win the East, and then the Lakers look young. They're going to have everybody back. They're going to be impressive. So I think they get a little bit better, but not substantially better to where LeBron's going to want to stay in town here in 2 years.
Yeah, but he had a pretty good year last year. Shaq did, individually at least.
Obviously, right, yeah, 17 points.
He turned
17
it on
points,
a little bit.
8 rebounds. But not that big of, I mean, I just think it'll help, you know, assuming Shaq stays healthy. You know, maybe they'll get better. But they still have problems matching up with somebody like Orlando that has Rashard Lewis and Turgulu at athletic forwards, and you have to go out in the perimeter and guard them. That's still going to be a problem, still going to be a bad matchup. So I think it'll be better, but not that much better.
All right. The question is, the NBA draft, we all know Blake Griffin's number one, Ricky Rubio or Hashim Thabeet. That's the number two pick.
And does make the Grizzlies the team to beat?
Good one, buddy. Did you think of that?
No, I think
it's going to be Thabeet going second to them. And if not Thabeet, I think they'll take James Harden. They really like James Harden. They brought him in for multiple workouts and taken several looks at him. I don't think they take Rubio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Rubio scares me a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want Rubio.
I think he's going to be great.
You think he's going to be great? Well, Joe thinks he's going to be great.
But great, I mean,
is he going to be an all-star caliber player ever?
Well, is he going to be Steve Nash, or is he going to be a Tony Parker?
Andrea Bargnani.
Or, you know, it's just tough to say because he's thin-framed.
You know what Rubio
quick,
means?
Though. Great instincts.
You know what Rubio means in English?
Screw.
He's a scrub.
No, he's going to be good. Can't really shoot it that well. Is it going to be a Jason Williams?
He doesn't shoot it that well, and he's not quick or athletic, so I don't understand the upside.
No, he does have quick feet, and he's got great instincts.
I'm a good passer. I'm not playing in the NBA anytime soon.
No, I know, but he has incredible instincts. And
I mean, Tom Brady's a great passer.
Great footwork.
He's not he's
like
got
a
good
Steve
footwork.
Nash footwork.
He has good footwork, too. He's not playing in the NBA anytime soon.
No, I know, but the question is going to be, Jason Williams was quick with good footwork, could pass as well.
Mm-hmm.
Never really was an all-star. Steve Nash, the two-time MVP, what's the difference? You know, Nash really had that
Jason
mental
Williams
capacity.
Jason Williams was a streaky shooter.
Jason Williams was a streaky shooter. Nash is obviously a great shooter, and he had the mental capacity to lead the team better, I think, than Jason Williams.
Right, I would say Nash was a lot smarter than Jason Williams. Jason Williams never could get in his head to take smart shots from right. The offense. He'd always jack up threes with 22 seconds left on the shot clock and drive coaches crazy. I think Nash would actually buy into his system and run it.
The problem's going to be those defensively. That's a problem your boy Jason Williams has defensively and Nash has.
Ron, though, the thing about it is that I like to point out is that to shoot the ball from three with 22 seconds left on the shot clock, you had to get it to the three-point line in 2 seconds. Which I think really says a lot about his athleticism. Ricky Rubio ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
All right, so
there you go.
Is there any relevant pick beyond the first couple spots?
Well, actually, you know, a guy that's fallen, I have him going 15th to the Pistons, but I think Earl Clark's going to be really good. I think there's several guys, DeMar DeRozan going to the Raptors at 9, where I think he's going to land. I think he's going to be really good, a lot of upside. Then later on in the draft, I think Eric Maynor, the point guard out of Virginia
Commonwealth. Love that kid. Where is he from?
He's going to be really good. Virginia Commonwealth.
That's the kid that beat Duke single-handedly in the tournament.
I love that.
He's been a really good player for 4 years at Virginia Commonwealth. I think he'll definitely help the Sixers.
Something that you just mentioned a minute ago, too, Ron, about being in the right situation. Kevin Love went to the Timberwolves where guys get lost in the mix, because they're not very good. But if Tyler Hansbrough goes to Utah, that is a right situation for him. Coached by Jerry Sloan, they have a great system in place. I think that's a good fit.
Right, and depending on whether they lose Carlos Boozer or Paul Millsap in free agency, both are going to have to get paid, and they may not be able to pay both, so he may have an opportunity from a depth charge perspective as well.
All right. Are we traded out? Anything else on the horizon, or are we all done?
There actually is some couple deals. Jamal Crawford, there's a deal in the works. He may go to Atlanta. There's actually a huge deal that there's little rumors floating. Amari Stoudemire for Tracy McGrady deal in the works, Houston. Houston and Phoenix. So that's a rumor mill trade to keep an eye on.
That'd be interesting.
That makes Houston that much better. I don't think it makes...
Amari, the Cavs should have gone after Amari. They should have sold their soul to go get Amari. Trade multiple first rounders, package whoever you got to package. So Amari and LeBron for the next 10 years would terrorize the East. I think that would be a great dynamic.
Who's the guy that's available? We were talking about that just a minute ago. Who's a guy that's available that would have been a better fit there than Shaq? Because we were talking they need a 2-3-4 swing guy.
Well, that's available. Tracy McGrady's always in the mix of trade rumors. Vince Carter's always in the mix of trade rumors.
I'm not sure Vince Carter wouldn't be a bad match there.
Well, there was a trade rumor that floated around for a week or two that was going to be the trade. It ended up not having.
Speaking of guys who like to shoot threes with 22 seconds left on the show.
Now you're going to have two guys taking ill-advised threes, LeBron and Vince Carter.
Yeah, but you know what? Now you got two guys who can go 1-on-5.
That's a good
so
point.
There's that.
1-on-2.5, right?
All right, Ron, you want to call tomorrow the recap?
Sounds great.
This is a wide open. I think this is going to be, once we get beyond the first pick, it's going to be wide open and very
interesting.
Patrick
Beverly is going to be in tough.
Right. That's there'll probably be a couple of trades too that mix up the whole flow of the draft also.
Patrick Beverly's being talked about as a second rounder. It's interesting.
Yeah, he's falling off the draft charts in a couple of drafts. He's actually going earlier second round in a couple of mocks around pick 40.
I can see that.
So I think he might get drafted tonight.
All right, cool. Ron, appreciate it, man.
All right.
See you, Ron.
SportsOverload.com.